You're listening to Valley Edition. When it comes to the healthcare safety net, there's been a lot of uncertainty in the last few months. Republican lawmakers spent the better part of the year trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and funding has been on shaky ground for community health centers that treat low-income and uninsured patients. Today, we're talking about the Children's Health Insurance Program, a program that insures 9 million American kids that is also now in jeopardy. To talk more about that, we have with us FM89 healthcare reporter Carrie Klein. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Joe.
So what is CHIP?
So CHIP is it's a children's health insurance program. It's a federal program that provides health insurance coverage to kids in low-income families and some pregnant moms in low-income families. It's ostensibly for families that make too much money to qualify for Medicaid or Medi-Cal, as it's called in California, but can't necessarily afford private insurance. So the federal government provides the lion's share of the funding, but each state administers the program itself. And here in California, it's actually been rolled into Medi-Cal. So what's really interesting is that a lot of patients may not actually know that they're beneficiaries of the CHIP program. They just think they're on Medi-Cal. But the program, you know, today covers 9 million kids in the U.S. and 2 million of those are here in California. So it's pretty huge.
So why is it in the news right now?
Well, for right now, the program, the future of the program is uncertain because Congress, for right now, has let it lapse. So the program was set to sunset at the end of September, and that deadline passed without a vote from Congress. So for right now, there is a chance that Congress could renew the program, pass something to renew and reauthorize the program. But for right now, states have lost their federal funding, have been relying on reserve funds. So many states have been able to sock away some funding for this. But, you know, we're all set to run out in the next couple of months, and it's looking like California is likely to run out of its funds the end of this month or early January.
So why is this particular program a part of this political fight right now? We hear both representatives on the Republican and Democratic side of the aisle voice support for what the program does. Why is it such a hot potato right now?
Yeah, I know, right? Because nobody can argue that kids don't deserve medical coverage. But basically, the program is expensive. It cost the federal government almost $16 billion in 2017. And, there's the perennial calls from many lawmakers that this just costs too much money. But then it's a partisan issue. Democrats and Republicans can't agree on where the funding should come from. So lawmakers have promised to come up with this funding solution by the end of the year. But they've been saying that since the summer when the original September deadline was looming. And there has been some recent legislation. You know, in early November, the House passed a bill to renew CHIP for 5 years, but it was pretty partisan. It took some money for the program out of the Affordable Care Act. It included some cuts to other social programs. And so it wasn't popular with a lot of lawmakers. That particular bill is unlikely to get enough votes in the Senate. And apparently also yesterday, House Republicans introduced a 2-week continuing resolution to keep the government running, and it included a short-term measure to uphold CHIP while lawmakers kind of figure out the nuts and bolts of the funding. But that particular measure hasn't passed yet, and even if it does, it's still only a 2-week measure, and the health community would, you know, continue its nail biting without a more permanent solution.
So that's the political story out of Washington. What does it mean on the ground here in California?
Well, it's pretty big. As I said, the program covers about 2 million kids in California. And it means, you know, if there's no reauthorization, California would run out of the funds that it's reserved for this occasion. But that doesn't mean that the program would end. Because California rolled CHIP into Medi-Cal, we are actually legally obligated to continue the program until October 2019. So these kids would continue to get their coverage, and it means the state would have to make up for that funding elsewhere in the state budget. And that would likely mean, you know, pulling funds from other programs. The federal government provides, as I said, the lion's share of the funding in California. That's $2.7 billion that the feds provide. But in kind of an interesting technicality, kind of some complicated math here, the state does not have to make up all $2.7 billion of that, because these patients would just continue to get covered under normal Medi-Cal, and there is still a federal cost share for that. It's less, so the state would have to pay more for those patients than they would under CHIP, but the state would only have to make up kind of the difference in the federal cost share rather than all $2.7 billion.
So what does this mean for patients? Are they getting notifications that this program has, at least the funding for the program has lapsed? What's going on?
Nope, not yet. And it's pretty unclear what it's going to mean for the patients in the future. There are some states that have been sending out letters already that, you know, basically the program is uncertain, because there are some states that would stop the program immediately if it ran out of funds. California is not in that position. So no, they have not been getting letters yet. And like I said, since the program would continue until at least October of 2019, presumably these patients would still get their coverage. But of course, it's, you know, the state may decide to not cover all of them and change the qualifications. That's not entirely clear. Or if it does cover all of them, if the state does have to take away funding from other programs, maybe we would feel them in other ways and different patients would feel cuts to their coverage. So it's really, the future is pretty uncertain.
So what are people who are actually involved in the healthcare world saying about this?
Well, people in the healthcare world are pretty unhappy about it. You know, like I said, it's pretty hard to argue that kids don't deserve medical coverage, especially kids in low-income families. And certainly lawmakers have ostensibly said the same thing. But healthcare experts and advocates, you know, they say the program is critical. They say it's crucial. There have been some lawmakers that say this lack of action is shameful. A senator referred to it as a worst-case scenario. So, you know, pretty much across the board, people want to see a solution here.
We'll continue to follow the story and see what happens. Certainly a lot of things up in the air in Washington right now as the year comes to a close. And you can hear those updates if anything happens here on Valley Public Radio. Again, healthcare reporter Carrie Klein from FM 89 talking about news about the Children's Health Insurance Program. Funding has so far lapsed. We'll see if it's renewed. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.